Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, because the forces of evil are sexualizing the world. So this is Sexualizing the World, number 5. And they're sure going after the children, aren't they? How did such a thing take place? How did we come to this point? Why are we flooded with so many of these things that are perverse and anti-God and anti-Christ and anti-human beings? And human beings are being led to the extreme of thinking what they can do. Now, how is that done? Well, Satan is very clever, and he brings in change a little at a time until it reaches a point, and then there's a rush that we're seeing right now for the sexualization of the world and children.
So Drag Queen Story Hour, it sounds very benign. It sounds very like, oh, it's just drag queens reading stories. No, their stories are carefully and politically selected. And the stories are all about erasing gender, pushing transgenderism, pushing non-binary genderqueer doctrine to indoctrinate these kids. They're literally reading stories about transgenderism to six-year-olds who are going to get confused and possibly permanently alter and mutilate their body before they're 18. No, I think no child should even have to discuss sexuality or any of that until maybe when they start going through puberty, and then maybe they can talk about it in school with parental consent, with cameras in the classroom and the parents knowing exactly what's going to be presented to their children. Because the modern narrative is that you, as a mother, you don't know what's best for your child. Big Brother does. The state does.
Now, there are nations that are rejecting all of this push by the United Nations, by the World Economic Forum, and by the United States in particular, in sexualizing the world through homosexuality and transgenderism. How far will they go? Well, we'll see. But the Bible tells us that God pictures Jerusalem today as Sodom and Egypt. Now, that's not just for the city of Jerusalem, but that is for the whole world. And we're also told in the book of Revelation, and we've covered this before, but a lot of people think it's kind of a little mystical thing that religious people have to try and explain things that they don't understand. But the truth is, there is a Satan, the devil. And the truth is, he hates God. And the truth is, he hates Christ. And the truth is, he hates human beings. Because we're made in the image and likeness of God for a great purpose. The greatest missing link in all of this, and even in Orthodox Christianity. People don't know why they were born. They think that they evolved, and that human beings have the last say on what is right and wrong and good and evil, and they reject the Bible. Now, in doing that, they bring in all the evil that comes upon us.
We are creative beings. It's just in our core. And to tell someone that they can't be what their imagination tells them they can, that's a violation of what's sacred about us.
Because you see, God is still in control. And the things that are happening are as penalties from God, because people reject God under the influence of Satan, the devil. Now then, the Apostle Paul writes this, concerning how it's done today. And he has a lot of helpers, a lot of people, a lot of organizations. And he has demon spirits that are working. And these demon spirits are behind all of this sex perversion to try and destroy all humanity. Now, he's reminding Christians this, that before they were converted, they were dead in their sins and trespasses. Now, Ephesians 2, verse 2, in which you walked in time past according to the course of this world, according to the society around them, according to what the world standard is, according to the prince of the power of the air. Now, the prince of the power of the air is Satan the devil. And he has the power to transmit thoughts. He has the power to possess people. He has the power to have organizations working for him. And that's what we're seeing today. Now, notice what else happens. The prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now working within the children of disobedience. Now, mark that word. What is disobedience? Well, that means sin, transgression, evil, wickedness, in thoughts and mind and in heart. And what it does, it amplifies that the human heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. That's what the Bible tells us. Now, the Word of God is truth, and the Word of God is eternal. So, all of those who say, oh, well, that's just preaching by a preacher, wait until the penalty for sin comes upon you. And then, what will you do? Let's read on. Among whom also we once had our conduct in the lust of our flesh. And that's how people operate. Doing the things willed by the flesh. How many people are out there doing the things that God has commanded and willed and desires that we do? Now today, there are fewer Christians in Orthodox Christianity than ever before. And there are more people saying that the Bible is a book full of lies and there's no truth in it, which is completely absurd because the Bible is the truth of God from the God of truth and everything in it is truth, but they don't have the courage or the intellect or the desire to prove that that is so. They want to go by their own will, their own flesh, and by the mind and every evil thing that happens. Now, few people realize this, speaking of the mind, that God knows the thoughts of everyone at any time that he desires to know it. So what are your thoughts? How is your life? Now, you hear us many times say that we have to keep the Ten Commandments of God. Well, the Ten Commandments of God have been labeled by so-called Christian pastors and evangelists and theologians as a curse, which is completely wrong. God said he gave his commandments so that it would be well with us and with our children. And look what has happened today. What is happening today? Because people do not believe God. Well, they're bringing upon them the penalty of disbelief, the penalty of sin and transgression. And they don't even know what sin is. Well, I'll tell you directly. Sin is the transgression of the law. And the law has been given by God. And how many times do you hear me say on Church at Home, do you live by the Ten Commandments? Do you know what they are? Do you know what God requires? Well, you go read them. They're not hard to understand. And they're given for our good, that we can have contact with God and that we can have lives that are run according to the way that God wants them, for a blessing. So you need our book, From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God, Why Were You Born? Now I submit to you, if you don't know why you were born, you are completely ignorant of what the reality of life is all about, and why God created male and female, and made it possible to have children after our likeness. So let's read on, see how they have perverted everything here. And were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest of the world. So that's quite a thing. What's going to happen when the wrath of God comes? Because it's coming. And yes, it is coming big, big time. 1 John 3 and verse 10. By this standard are manifest the children of God and the children of the devil. Huh. Are you a child of God? Do you have God's Spirit? Do you love God and obey Him and keep His commandments? Well, if you're an Orthodox Christian, you throw away the law. Well, when you throw away the law, what takes its place? A pseudo-righteousness that is inspired by Satan. And what does God call them? Let's read it. Everyone who does not practice righteousness. Now, Psalm 119, verse 172 said, all your commandments are righteousness. See? And as you look at the world and look at all of the sin and look at your own life, what are you practicing? Everyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God. Number one, not of God. But then what is number two? Verse 6, everyone who dwells in Him, that is Christ Jesus, does not practice sin. Anyone who practices sin has not seen Him and does not know Him. Which means then that you are lawless. Well, you might say, well, I'm a good person. Really, what is a good person? In God's definition, it's one who loves God, who loved Jesus Christ, who loved the fellow brethren. Do you do that? So let's look at the world, because it's a terrible place, but we have to understand how we got here in the first place. Now, what happens when people give themselves over to lawlessness? What does God do? What is the penalty? Because you see, God's laws are there and they operate all of the time. Just like the law of gravity, just like whatever law you want to look at. Here in 2 Thessalonians, we have an example of this. Now, it talks about this coming beast power and the man who is called the son of perdition, and it talks about the lawlessness that he brings into the world, and that's coming. And everything we're talking about right now are the preludes leading up to it. And he says here, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 7. Now, people don't understand how this is happening. Why? Because right here in verse 7, it says, for the mystery of lawlessness is already working. What is the mystery of lawlessness? The mystery of lawlessness is leading people into sin, leading them away from the commandments and laws of God, having them go after their own sex perversions, and all of the things that that takes place.
My name is Miss Pentecost. My pronouns, well, all dolled up, are she, her, hers. And I am on staff here at Hope. It's Drag Sunday. And it is our way of celebrating and uplifting the voices of drag artistry within the church. May we, as members of the kingdom, the queendom of yours, work daily to uproot injustice.
Hello! I'm Miss Flo from Peoria, Illinois, Peoria's premier comedy queen.
I was in hiding, and you brought me out from on high, from on high.
Only there is one who is restraining at the present time until it arises out of the midst, and we're getting close to that time it's going to arise. Now what happens? This takes us right up to the return of Jesus Christ, because I tell you right here, right now, if Christ does not return, the world will no longer exist. Jesus said that we're entering times that are the worst possible. Then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and will destroy with the brightness of his coming. And you can read that in Revelation 19. That is going to happen when Christ returns. And the return of Christ is going to be an all-powerful thing. Now, verse 9. Even the one whose coming is according to the inner working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and that's what is coming because of all of this transsexualism, because of all of the homosexuality, because of all of the so-called depopulation that the elite want to enforce upon the world, which is really Satan trying to enforce it upon the world to bring in this lawless one who will be called God. Verse 10 describes it. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, and those who are perishing. Now, who are the ones who are perishing? That is, those who have not repented of their sins and been baptized the way that they should to receive the Spirit of God. So you need to think about that. You need to examine your life. You need to get our booklet, True Meaning of Water Baptism. It is a wonderful thing for you to understand and why it is necessary. Now, here is the cause. For every sin, there's a cause, and that is called transgression. Let's read it. Because they did not receive the love of the truth so that they might be saved. What do they love? They love their sins. They love all of the projects that they want to do. Let's look at some of those and let's see what it is and how far it's coming and how they want to pervert and destroy our children and as many people as possible with their perverted sex. Homosexuality, transgenderism. Let me tell you one thing that you can be absolutely guaranteed on, a 100% guarantee. All transgenderism doesn't work. It's a guaranteed 100% failure because it's impossible to change your gender.
Your chromosomes are XX, and you're young, you menstruate. If you're XY, you don't.
Correct, but what about trans men and non-binary?
They're not men.
We're excluding a whole group of people.
They're women dressed as men. You are not a man. You can pretend to be a man and tell me what a man is.
Well, what's a man to you? You define a man for me.
You have chromosomes that are X and Y. That's what a man is.
So why are we just looking at the the science of this as an
the
example.
Science.
When we've learned sex and gender identity are two very, they're completely different things.
They're not completely different.
They are completely different.
Completely different words.
And sex is what you're born with, the sexual reproductive organs you have. Gender is what you identify with. They're completely different
things. Well, I don't accept
that
distinction. You have to argue for it. You're just giving a conclusion. You're just making it up. The people who hate the truth, people who hate the truth are because they see the truth as hateful. If you want to identify in any way you can, you're free to do so. But that does not mean that the rest of us have to join that illusion. You disagree, I disagree with you, and so you call it hate. But there's no hate in my heart at all, so that's
You are being hateful when you tell somebody that identifies as a man that they're not a man.
That's not hateful. That's a fact.
And yet, we have the whole society, as we can say, hell-bent on trying to pervert children. Here's this from Barnes & Noble. Take a look at that. All of the things that they have there. For kids, books. So you can look at the title of some of these. It's amazing. It's all teaching little children perverted sex as soon as possible to warp and to destroy their minds, their hearts, their lives. And they don't know anything. If someone tells them, a little girl, would you like to be a boy? Well, that might be interesting. They think of it in the terms of Walt Disney. Boom, you will be a boy.
Awake.
No, they don't tell you. They don't tell the children the consequences of what's going to happen with the surgery that takes place or the hormones that they give them. Yet, the world leaders tell us this. UN-certified expert says religious communities must yield to LGBT demands. Now, they're not telling you this. They want to depopulate the world by causing people not to reproduce. In order to save the world from climate change. Quote, a UN-certified expert on sexual orientation and gender identification declared Wednesday, and this was June 23rd this year, that religious communities must yield to the demands of the LGBT, and you can now add to it XYZ, persons, to avoid charges of violence and discrimination. What is discrimination? Discrimination originally was the ability to choose between right and wrong. You discriminate against the wrong and embrace the right. But since they do away with the commandments of God, they think that their religions are the best. And that these men think they can become women. And they even try to have operations where they can have an artificial womb. And they're trying to give enough drugs to a man so he can breastfeed a child. So here's what also that they say. As long as religious groups accept the claims of gay and transgender people, everything will be fine if we do that. Now, we're going to read what the Bible says about these perverse sex habits a little later. But this UN expert says, interpretations of religious doctrines that place homosexuality and gender nonconformity within a discourse of immorality and sin, describing the power that such discourse can have on social acceptance of LGBT people, particularly when they are promulgated by religious and belief leaders. So what they have to do? They have to redefine everything. Redefine the family, redefine what a man is, redefine what a woman is, redefine what a child is. Now listen carefully. According to the criteria from the expert's statement, the Christian Bible would be full of anti-LGBT hate speech and therefore would be unacceptable as a religious text. So what are they going to do? They're going to rewrite another Bible with artificial intelligence? And what are they going to do to raise children? They're going to have vast factories of artificial wombs with in vitro fertilization, and that children will be brought to maturity and birth in this artificial womb without the love of mother or father. And in addition to that, the company that produces them will own them.
The facility features 75 highly equipped labs. Each state-of-the-art lab can accommodate up to 400 growth pods or artificial wombs. Every pod is designed to replicate the exact conditions that exist inside the mother's uterus. A single building can incubate up to 30,000 lab-grown babies per year. Ectolife allows your baby to develop in an infection-free environment. The artificial intelligence-based system also monitors the physical features of your baby and reports any potential genetic abnormalities. Thanks to CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing tool, you can edit any trait of your baby through a wide range of over 300 genes. By genetically engineering a set of genes, the Elite Package allows you to customize your baby's eye color, hair color, skin tone, physical strength, height, and level of intelligence. Ectolife, reinventing evolution.
Now, what do you think they're going to do with them? How evil is that? You need to have our book, as I mentioned, From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God, Why Were You Born? And you need the book, Lord, What Should I Do? We're living in a time that you need to come to God. You need to come to God in repentance. You need to come to God in understanding. You need to set aside all of your anti-commandment keeping aside, because that is leading you in sin. And you then are a child of the devil, as we have read from 1 John 3. Now, if you want to become a child of God, then you have to come to God His way in repentance and keeping the commandments of God. Now, also to give you an understanding of how bad this world is, you need our book, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which, because that defines the religions of this world. Not only the fake Christianity, but which is Protestantism and Catholicism, but also of Judaism and every other religion on earth. There is one way, and that is the way of God, Old Testament and New Testament. So I hope this helps you understand what is taking place in the world. And there are many nations rejecting this. They don't want it. But will they be heard? No. They are coming with an enforcement that is going to be absolutely 100% authoritative to make people do what Satan's world demands. So you have a choice. Do you want God or do you want Satan? And so this is Fred Colder saying, thank you for inviting us into your home. So until next time, so long, everyone.